How do we know we're allowed to rely on our determination of the Rabbanon when it comes to agricultural determinations like this? You know, how much room a seed needs to nourish, etc. The Pasuk says, "Asher gavlu rishonim," meaning that you're not allowed to plant too close to a neighbor's field, and thereby have his crops nourished from his neighbor's field. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Shmuel ben Nachmani and Rabbi Yochanan explains Rabbi Yochanan. We learn from a pasuk that the Seir HaChayri, it says that they dwelled on the land. What does that mean? They dwelled on the land. Where else would they dwell? Not in the heavens. Means that they, the pasuk means that they were experts in the land. They could smell and taste soil to know which crops the soil was best suited for. So we see that such knowledge does exist. And from here, the Rabbanon learned from this, and they used it to help them to determine issues of klayim and the like. Vasi says when we say the patch of the growing patch has to be 6x6 tvachim, that means 6x6 tvachim of actual growing space. It means besides the walking path that's commonly prepared around the growing vegetables, has to be 6x6. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda explains that the width of these walking paths were as wide as the sole of a foot, which is usually the amount of a tefach. Rav says when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to plant five species in the 6x6 tvachim patch, that's only when there are no immediately surrounding planted patches that have other things, because or else those other, then the patch next door, which is only separated by two tvachim, a walking path for each of them, it wouldn't be far enough of the two patches from each other, and they would be yoinik one from the other. And that would create a klayim issue. Yes, it is possible to have even an immediately neighboring patch and won't be a problem, because let's say you only plant half of the soil, let's say going from north to south. You only plant the upper half of the of that side, of the east side going from north to south. You only plant the upper side. And then the neighboring patch, you only plant the lower side. So like this, you can still have five, but just not full around, but you can still have it where you have neighboring patches and it won't be a problem. Rav said the Mishnah is talking about a case where you can plant on all the sides as much as possible to get as much as you planted. That's why it wouldn't be shayich to have a neighboring patch. In fact, Rav says you wouldn't be allowed to grow only half and then allow the other half to be grown in a neighboring patch, because we have to be geizer that you may end up completing the line, the patch, the whole row, and in which case you'd cause a klayim problem. Marius is a mission that allows continuing the row of one species into a totally different field. So here where it's only in an adjacent different patch, it surely shouldn't be a problem. Marius says that mission is talking about a very large field, not a small patch. And by a large field, it's noticeable that the protruding row belongs to a different field. And that's enough to remove any klayim problem. But when you're dealing with a small patch, a protruding row looks like it belongs in each patch. And therefore, it's a problem for klayim. Mul says you could plant one patch next to the other, even if it's different species, and you can stagger them like we discussed, as long as they're not within three tvachim each other. Ula said that in Eretz Yisrael, they asked if you dig a groove that's a tefach wide and a tefach deep across the 6x6 by the 6x6 patch, is that a problem if it's too close to the other rows, or because of its size and depth, it's considered a separate and noticeable distinct entity, and therefore creates no problem? So Sheisha says it is a problem. Rav Asi says it's not a problem. Ravina asked that a Mishnah seems to say that planting one row next to the other is a problem. So how could Rav Asi have said that it's allowed? Where it says the Mishnah is talking about the species that grow very widely, and this, and therefore they seem intermingled with the rows of the other species. That's why one row would be a problem. But in our Mishnah, it's not discussing those type of species, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Han, in the name of Yechanan, said, if someone wants to plant a large field with many different species and wants the cumulative amount planted to be the maximum allowable amount, he should divide the field into 6x6 tvachim patches, and he should do as follows. He should plant one species in a 5 tefach diameter circle within the 6 tefach square, and then plant other species in the four corners. He can do this to each and every 6x6 patch that he can create. In fact, more Hakar Bechan said, as we said, you have to leave a tefach walkway around the 6x6 patch. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean you can actually fill up the whole field. It means you can fill up almost the entire field. But of course, you're going to need these walkways, which are going to have to be left empty. Rav Ashi says he can even plant a space in between the patches. If you plant it in a perpendicular way to the patches itself, it's noticeably different than the patches, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of climb. You could do it that way and you can fill up mamish the whole field. Ravina asks Rav Ashi, a Braisa says that five species can be planted in a 6x6 tvachim square. It must be planted as a square. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say you can plant it as a circle? Where it says the Braisa that requires to be planted as a square does that because it wants to allow when one row protrudes into the adjacent field. In that case, if it's planted as a square, it won't be a klayim issue because it's noticeable. But with regard to allowing five species in the 6x6 tvachim square and maximizing the plantable area, the circle method that Rabbi Yochanan gives is the most effective method to produce the highest possible output of crops in that sized area.